Hello and welcome back to the Bring It podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
So, just done a wild U-turn. We did have a guest, but they've had problems. So we have gone into a backup idea, which we, to be fair, I've wanted to do for a while. But it feels like wrong. With something with not a lot of prep, it feels wrong to do something really easy, but still fun, like a Would You Rather. But there's a little bit of a twist that we're going to do with it, because I think last time we did it, we just did it like a Would You Rather. And I think this time it'd be more interesting to try and predict what others have. Because I think a lot of these Would You Rather websites actually show you afterwards what the poll results are looking like. Yeah. So it'd be interesting to try and get in the mind of other people. And also it makes it a bit more of a challenge because you can't be right when it's, you know, when it's subjective. That's not interesting. Mm. So I thought we'd give ourselves a minute to try and guess what other people think. And there's a site, I think, started in 2020 due to the pandemic called wouldyourather.io. What does IO even mean? Because I see it everywhere and I don't actually know what it means.
Internet organization. I don't think so.
I just assumed it was part of like a wider like range of sites owned by one company that put out little games and stuff.
It means input/output, which answers nothing. Fantastic.
Right. I feel like that's in a different context.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
First one. I'm literally going to go straight.
Wait. Are we working as a team?
Yeah, we're working as a team.
Yay!
Oh wow! I feel
like we should make this one half an hour because it might make people go, "Hey, I've got time for that one." Whereas it's only the diehard fans listening at the moment. So the first one is actually quite. I imagine this is quite easy. Be a supervillain or be a superhero.
Surely hero.
I would imagine hero because, I mean, I'm looking through the lens of Homelander, for instance, who tackled that philosophical question. And he said he'd rather be loved, but if he has to be hates, that'd be hunky-dory by him.
That was the exact quote.
I forgot to start the timer. Anyway, here's our timer's dying. We've got a minute.
Do you not think people are like secretly want to live out violent, horrible fantasies, and would probably pick supervillain.
I think the majority of people know. People would take these things seriously. If they're answering them, I feel like they take them seriously, and they go, "You know what, superhero?
That would be because
you'd be a millionaire, you'd be like a trillionaire. You'd never have anyone coming at you, like other than supervillains. But you'd have that if you're a supervillain. You'd have heroes. So you'd basically always win.
I guess not anything.
I think we agree, superhero.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yep. Right. Let's go.
Obviously,
59%. So actually, not. I thought it'd be a lot further away.
I thought it'd be a lot higher.
There's a lot of fucked up people in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And starting the timer again.
Ooh.
Would you rather have $1 billion or get a penny and double it every day? This is what made me think of the timer because that's like quite hard.
$1 billion
or a penny or double it every day. The thing is, compound. That's the thing. Is compound is way. Like, people need to realise compound is way more than you think it is.
I would never in my life spend $1 billion. I would never, ever need that much money. I'd rather have it now, straight away, than have to wait however long it would be to get enough to live off of.
Because I know it would be any time get more.
That's the thing, you'd get more. But I'd rather have $1 billion now, because that's
how long until you
have
a quid
amount of money.
I actually think that the double a penny every day is better.
Yeah, you'll probably end up getting more money over your life, but $1 billion right now is nothing to sniff.
What if you spend? Does that imply you can't spend the penny?
Well,
what you have?
We've got five seconds.
We're going for $1 billion. $1 billion. Oh, we've lost.
No, I wasn't allowed to speak there and say my piece because you spoke over me. I would have said, sorry.
We had a minute. We had a minute, and you didn't get your point across quickly.
Useless idiots.
Right. Next one.
Well, you can take charge of the next one.
Have free public transportation or have free public utilities? What does public utilities cover?
Like water, electric, all of that shit.
Oh, surely electric.
Obviously.
Do you think people think of that? Get in the mind of people answering this. Do you think people think of all that? Or do you think people think, oh, I don't know, just electricity or something?
That's a good point.
I think
people probably would Google what utilities means if they don't know.
I bet there are a bunch of like traveler fanatics on here though. So I bet it'll be closer than it should be. It should be easy. Because this is basically free life in a way.
Yeah.
To some extent.
The like planes and stuff count.
20 seconds.
Transport.
Yeah,
I guess probably. I do, yeah. Okay. I mean, people might go for that just because they could go, like, I could fly anywhere in the world for free at any point.
I think it's utility, surely.
I mean, it should be, but I wouldn't be surprised if people said transport.
It is utilities by distance. That's restored faith.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it 1 minute 30 because I feel like we're not getting any... Actually, I'll make it 2 minutes because we're not getting any good, decent conversation out of this.
Think we're having a lovely conversation.
No, but it could
that's
be,
just me.
We could get more out of it. Right, next one. Have very buck teeth or have very crooked teeth?
How very is very? Like SpongeBob very.
I don't know. Whatever you're thinking crooked-wise, think the same buck teeth-wise.
I think
buck teeth usually is more accepted.
I was going to say, I think crooked would look worse if all your teeth are bad, as opposed to some of your teeth.
Oh, yeah, we're only talking two versus... Unless we're talking like the double buck. So like the buck.
The double buck, like
a rabbit, where kind of meets in the middle and your molars don't touch.
You'd look like one of Cletus from the Simpsons children if you had the double.
But I think as far as a human goes, as far as what's actually quite possible as a human, I think buck teeth probably wins.
I think crooked teeth look unhygienic as well for whatever reason. I think buck is
really
better.
White crooked teeth.
Let's just imply normal coloured, average coloured for both of the. I think buck teeth is. Some people say it's really attractive as well.
Mm.
What people?
No people say crooked.
Furries.
Furries. But it's definitely a thing, isn't it? Where some people Where some people are like, oh, she's got cute little buck teeth. That's never been said about crooked teeth. That's definitely happened.
Someone's probably said it. I've heard it in relation to like animals.
Yeah.
Oh, those buck teeth are cute.
Whereas
I don't think I've heard it in relation to a.
Okay. I'm buck teeth. We've got 20 seconds. I'm going.
Buck teeth.
Oh my God. We won by 1%.
What the fuck?
Win's a win.
We're timing ourselves here. And I feel like we're putting more consideration in than most other people are.
Would you rather stipulation that you can't have braces to change it?
I assume
people don't think of that when they're answering these questions. Okay. It's like, this is my situation. How are we dealing with it?
Because if I had that penny that doubles, I could get them sorted out. Fucking flash.
Okay. Mm. Anyway, right. Next one. Redo your life from the start with your current memories or get a completely new life with no memories. Okay.
So you
get to wake up as a baby knowing what we know. So it's all that, it's that super genius, but I get to start as a kid question or basically just start over, which I think this is a very situation question. This is basically, do you like your life?
Mm.
Do you like what's in your head right now or do you not like what's in your head right now? That's what the question is.
So the options are start over both times.
Yeah.
But you get to remember or you don't get to remember.
That's literally the distinction. Okay. But also that... Remember. That you, this is something I always advocate for. All of these
no, things. It's not. That's wrong. Oh, you said that wrong. It's not remember. You just relive your life events exactly the same way, don't you?
No, redo your life from the start with your current memories is the first one.
Wait, so do we...
Jesus Christ.
Would I become a child in 2023 or would I go back to myself when I was born?
I don't know, Tom.
Okay, well, it changes everything.
Well, say it's... Oh, my God. So, okay, fine. Say it's when we go back because it is the same life with your current memories. Yes.
That one.
That one.
Yeah, I'd do that.
But the thing is, I always say that these situations, they might have stresses that no one could ever imagine because no one's had it. So no one knows how ridiculous you're stressed, and you'd have no support network because no one else could go through it.
Yeah, but if you go back again...
A new life, so that's that.
If you go back again with no memories, you might just do the exact same thing again. I feel like it's more likely than not if you're the same person. Yeah. And what's the point of that? This is the chance to go back.
I could go back and then put all my money on Leicester winning the Premier League. And there you go. There's money. There's a lot
of money. But then it's the butterfly effect, isn't it, Tom?
Well, I mean, if something I did in my life affected their Premier League win, then fair play.
I mean, that is how the butterfly effect works. It's got things happen that have absolutely nothing to do with anything that change tiny, tiny things. Think about the amount of shots on target that Leicester had that season that would have changed from the most slight gust of wind or the most slight distraction in the crowd or a few hours less sleep a night. Like, it's...
Well, yeah.
The butterfly effect is so strong that you would never bank on anything happening the same way.
All you've got to do there is minimise it. So maybe you could just put... Maybe it's like... What would Leicester to win the league that year? 5,000 to 1?
Yeah.
Put £50 on. Don't be greedy. Put £50. Then it's not a big thing until near the end of the season, like that bloke who did it and won a load of money.
But there's a reason. It's because they didn't really have the resources. They just had the run. They just had the chance happen.
Yeah. Well, I know why it happened, but why would... I can't be bothered to argue about the butterfly effect, to be fair. I don't know it well enough.
This has been a very long 2 minutes.
I've given up on that. And I've also decided let's add our own nuance to it rather than guessing what other people are going to do. Because at the moment, trying to guess what other people are going to think is annoying me. Because a lot of people answer bad.
Weird.
Are you going for that? Are you both
to be villains?
Are you overruling me with that one then? Because I think I actually maybe say the new life.
I think the majority of people would say
that. No, we're not
that.
Doing that anymore, Tom.
No, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
I say current memories. I'd say I keep my memories.
Yeah. 79% of people said that in the end. But anyway, really? We're not doing that anymore. We're just saying what we do.
I'm still taking it as a win.
Okay. Right, next one. Have all knowledge, but be unable to explain things. I imagine that kind of means you're just like a really bad teacher. I imagine you can still speak, but you're just really bad at explaining things.
Yeah.
But you have all knowledge.
Okay.
I wonder how else you could use it then. I suppose you could just invent stuff. The other thing is very limited knowledge, but be good at explaining things. That sounds pointless.
That does.
What so you'd be able to explain what you explained.
Yeah.
This is my limited knowledge.
Anything Enjoy about well. This, but I can explain it.
Yeah, does the knowledge that you can't explain extend to like writing it down?
That counts as explaining. I don't think.
So what is the point? What's the point of the knowledge if you can't do anything with it? If you can't write it
you
down,
you can do something with it. You can still work in the field.
Yeah, you can use the knowledge but, and work in a field, but if someone asks you, how did you do that? You'd be like, I don't know how to tell you.
But then a lot of the most profitable fields that you could use your knowledge in, you need to be able to explain it in some way to be able to use it properly, wouldn't you?
So you could literally, in fields where there is no reason to explain anything, say like, oh, wow, I know aliens exist. You don't need to explain it, you just need to go with your knowledge and make a rocket ship and go out there and get them. You wouldn't need to explain anything.
Get them.
But what are you going to do when you get there? Because then you couldn't explain to anyone what you were doing. It just doesn't... You couldn't explain to them what you're doing, how you're doing it, because you're bad at explaining.
You have all knowledge.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, if you're going up there to fuck around with aliens and shit, you probably need people with you.
If you have all knowledge, you know how to brainwash them to get them onto your ship.
Yeah, you don't...
You know how to make them docile and you know how to make the humans not scared and not reactive. Yeah. You have all knowledge.
But you also don't have to explain to them how your knowledge got you to this point. You can just go, I've built a rocket. But you have to explain to them what
you're doing and where you're going.
I think they mean you can't explain and like...
No, you can brainwash them.
Yeah, but like you could just go. I've built a rocket. Do you want to come to space? You don't have to explain that.
That's explaining. To be fair, Tom, I don't think you've understood here.
Okay, just go. Do you want to go to space? That is not explaining.
That is not. To be fair, that's not explaining.
But who's going to say yes to that? Who's going to say yes to that? Some random weird person who can't speak properly comes up to you and goes, "Do you want to go to space?" You'd probably go, no.
To be fair, Tom, I am opting for just brainwashing. Because you don't need to explain.
Massive knowledge doesn't mean you can
have
do
all
everything.
Knowledge. Have all okay. knowledge. If it's possible knowledge, to brainwash, ever. Then you know it.
I just imagine that being...
You know everything.
That would be the most frustrating thing in the world, that you can't ever explain anything you're doing with all the knowledge you have.
But you're doing good to humanity.
That would be so annoying.
Yeah, but you'd literally be like, the other one is literally being worse than you are.
To be fair though, being burdened with knowledge, like what if you learn things that you don't want to know?
Have all
and you can't and oh, you can't yeah, talk you can't talk to anyone about it because you can't explain it.
I feel like this could be boiled down to just have all knowledge or have limited knowledge, because having all knowledge could kind of suck. It's lonely.
Yeah, I'm kind. What's limited knowledge? Does that mean like you're an idiot or just an average person?
Limited. I'd imagine limited is like the same as like 70 IQ or something. Just not okay. Very clever, I imagine.
Well, ignorance is bliss.
I mean, yeah. To be fair, I mean, dumb people tend to be happier.
You could be a con man as well.
Yeah.
You could be a con man because you have the ability to explain things well, but you just don't know how they work.
I tell you what, you've made a good argument there.
Yeah. I kind of agree, yeah. I've changed sides.
Yeah. I think it'd be more fun.
Sides.
So you could literally be like, you could be like be a Scientologist or something.
And you could.
Convince everyone to be a Scientologist because you're so good at training.
Or you could be the head of a pyramid scheme.
Well, you're not convincing everyone to be.
If these two people live in the same world, the explainy man could befriend the non-explainy man and go to space with him if he wanted to. He could live through him.
I've accidentally clicked, by the way, and people have gone for the all knowledge.
I think I'd go for limited. I've decided.
I think I would go for limited as well.
Maybe we need to time it again because I overthink it. Okay, we're not going to time it, but let's be a little bit brief with these. A vampire or be a werewolf. I'm saying vampire straight off the bat.
Vampire.
Less would change. I don't.
Vampire, know. You still like when you're a werewolf, you just lose complete control once a month, and just you don't know what you're going to do, and it's painful.
Vampires. Whereas when you're a vampire, you're always out of control.
Yeah, well, yeah, but like you still sort of are in control. You have intelligence. You just have like this insatiable like hunger.
Yeah. But would the intelligence do you any good if your hunger, if your prehistoric brain is more powerful?
Although, also apparently, like canonically, vampires like live forever, and I don't think werewolves do. And I don't.
Vampires.
Oh yeah, true.
I kind of want to live forever.
Do you?
Not Liam Gallagher.
No, I could kill myself. Anyway. like vampires have weaknesses.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
trigger warning.
Yeah, I think maybe I would go vampire because yeah, things got too much. Just stake to the heart.
Mm. Yeah,
but I do love garlic.
Right, vampire.
Oh, life without garlic. And also, yeah, if you're a vampire, you can't eat as well. You can't eat human food canonically. You have to have blood. Yeah.
Can we stop saying canonically? Blech. Just for the hell of it. Okay, we don't. Okay,
we're not stopping for the hell of it.
Vampires. Lose all your memories, but keep skills. So basically, this is procedural memory versus semantic memory.
Right.
Or lose all your skills but keep memories.
That's interesting. I really have
so you basically you'd essentially have Alzheimer's but have lived a life beforehand where you'd learned basically everything.
Mm.
That's the scenario. Or you have all your memories, you lose all your skills but you keep memories. I think the memories one, because I think the Alzheimer's
you could learn new skills, couldn't you? Surely.
Yeah, you could learn new skills, but I imagine that means you basically can't speak, read, or write. You basically be a baby.
I'd have to keep my memories.
But you can still think stuff.
Maybe
so
I wouldn't
know who you are.
Are we saying like speaking, writing, those are skills, I assume?
Yeah, because you can learn them. Anything you have to learn, anything you can do innately.
I'd just be like lying on the floor shitting.
Do you have to relearn how to eat and stuff as well?
Yeah, so somewhat, but it doesn't take that long when you're a baby, does it?
Okay.
But how do we know the effects of that once on a fully developed brain?
Well, okay, put it this way. When people have, like, trauma and they have to, like, relearn, like, they have to do physiotherapy and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. They're fine. They just have to learn. It's just slow, isn't it? You just have to learn stuff.
Yeah.
That's the scenario. It's that versus Alzheimer's, and I'd prefer that.
With
a bunch of skills that I can't
about. All right, we'll put ourselves for 6 months.
It would be a pain learning the whole English language again.
And people have only gone 54%.
I'd like to keep my memories.
People have only gone 54% for that. I feel like
There's definitely a good argument to be made.
No, it's literally outside. You'd be a very, very talented person with Alzheimer's. That would be
You just get new memories.
Yeah, it wouldn't be
forgetting everything and like losing your ability to remember, you just be able to create new ones.
And you could be told about your past as well.
It'd be more like amnesia.
I've oversighted it a bit, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well. Marry your enemy, but you will slowly become compatible, or marry your crush, but you'll slowly become incompatible. So real-life marriage is the second one, I think.
Right.
Wow. Well, clearly the enemy one, surely, yeah, because the other one's just going to end in divorce.
The enemy one.
Also, who has enemies?
Yeah.
Well,
when I go to bed at night, I look in the mirror and shake my fist.
You have one here. You have an enemy now.
Okay.
Just imagine, like, you probably had an enemy at preschool. Just imagine that now. But
I think I was Henry's enemy at preschool because I always stole the tricycle off him.
No, I wasn't big enough to go on those ones.
I still bitched you about in the playground, though, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Don't lie. Trying to apply that dynamic to an adult lifestyle. So, like, you've had a lot of run-ins, a lot of bad experiences at the pub.
So
maybe.
It's a question like
for us anyway.
You become more compatible with them, or you be like
it's slowly like more compatible.
Okay, like so does being compatible mean that you will fall in love with them?
I mean, neither of them says love. The second one says crush, so it doesn't even say you love them. Compatibility kind of implies it, doesn't it? In a way,
I mean, yeah.
So the question
is basically, would you rather marry someone that you're going to grow to hate or grow to love?
Yeah, I'd say
obviously
the
one you're going to grow to love.
Yeah.
And yes, that one's won by the biggest margin so far, 84%.
Yeah. Like, that's a silly question.
I mean, we did take a while, though, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you rather have a medieval house or a modern house? And by the way, I'm going to say right now, there's someone with a house which has sort of slight Victorianisms to them. I'm going modern.
Mm. Obviously, modern.
It's got to be modern. Because I feel like people thinking of that question would be like, oh, I'd get a castle. But no, you wouldn't. You'd get a shitty straw house made out of shit.
I think
and
people
mud.
Think straw house. When they hear medieval, I think they think straw house. I don't think some people are that naive.
My head immediately went to castle and I was like, that'd be cool. But that's
seriously?
Not the norm.
I think people think hatchet roofs.
Yeah.
I think people do think that. I think.
If we lived in like a really, really hot country, a medieval house might be nice because it'd be colder.
I'm going to predict that's about 90% it. Modern house. I'm going to say 90% this is. It's 81%, which is actually far less than I thought it would be. Because even anything after the medieval is so inconvenient.
You wouldn't have a toilet that works.
Yeah.
There's a
reason houses are like this now, because they're better than what they were.
Yeah. The big thing with old houses is there's just gaps everywhere. There's just like little slithers of gaps that dust can get in and everything. It's the worst. But, yes, anyway, tongue kiss a dog / cat or tongue kiss a stranger's armpit?
Armpit.
Yeah, armpit.
Can I pick the stranger?
Is it hairy, though?
Yeah, but can I pick the stranger? Because if I'm walking down the street and then... Yeah, it said a stranger's armpit.
I don't think so. I think stranger is quite random.
Think about a dog
I mean,
or
a random person. Can I pick it? Not like they go... That homeless man.
That does... Honestly, think about a dog or a cat's mouth. Cats never brush their teeth.
To be... Well, aside from whether it's hygienic or not, it's probably dangerous, so I'm saying strangers aren't bit anyway.
Yeah.
But I doubt people have thought of that. 55% have gone dog or cat.
What freaks?
Probably because they've done it. Right, get a large tattoo of a person you dislike on your back. Is there anyone you dislike? There's probably someone you dislike. A large person is on you dislike on your back, or get a master's degree in a field you dislike. Oh my god, that's such a stupid question. Yes, I want the master's degree.
Yeah,
a field I don't
degree.
Like because I can tell everyone I had a master's.
Yeah, and also like
easy. Let's not talk about that. 86%. So somehow still like Jesus Christ. Sorry for the profanity.
It's okay.
That's not allowed.
Henry.
Would you rather stub your toe once every day or whack your funny bone every other day?
Funny bone.
Yeah, funny bone. Stubbing your toes.
Stubbing my toe, I think, is more painful. and it's more often in this scenario. So funny bone.
The funny bone sucks. How many times have you done your funny bone in it? Actually, like, even thinking about it, it makes me in pain. And stubbing my toe, I've done before, but it, I don't.
Oh, I hate it.
When you do a proper stub on your toe, that is unbearable.
Mm. Right, okay, fine. I'll be overruled. Right, funny bone.
Yeah, you will.
People are just on the side of that, 59%.
Hell yeah.
Have a home gym or have a home cinema. Let's just go cinema for that one.
Yeah.
It's 50-50, though. I think I'd go
home gym because I like going to the cinema, not at home, realistically.
That's kind of, yeah, that's, I mean, a good point. Maybe if I had a home gym, it would convince me to work out as well. So
I think my cinema's so close anyway as well.
Yeah. And it's even closer for me by about a minute.
Would you rather become a god, but with no powers and be like, I suppose it just means you're worshipped, but with no powers and be loved. So you're a worshipped god, a bit like C-3PO in Empire Strikes Back.
Strange. Oh, yeah.
That's not in Empire Strikes Back. That's in Return of the Jedi, you fool.
Yeah. Is it that one?
Okay, fine. Return of the Jedi. Ewoks. Or become Satan. They spell Satan wrong. It's lucky. So it says Satin.
Maybe become a satin pillow.
become Satan with all powers and be hated. Doesn't matter if you're hated, though, because you've got all powers. So you just be.
If I'm all powerful, I could just make them love me.
Or you could just, like, remove the part of your brain that cares.
Yeah,
or you probably don't have it. If you're Satan, you probably don't
have it. I could give everyone their deepest desire.
Actually,
would they hate me then?
In this scenario, I guess that kind of means that Satan suddenly exists. And in this current reality, I don't think Satan does. So we're basically introducing Satan in the world in this scenario, which is kind of awful. So I think I'll become, I say the God thing.
What if the deepest desire...
They said become Satan. That doesn't mean you have to do awful things. It just means that people won't like you.
What if their deepest desire is to get rid of Satan? Then you're fucked, Tom.
Well...
Then you can't.
I just wouldn't grant that wish. I'd be like, all right, not that one. Next person.
Yeah, but then they'll hate you.
I'd be like, well done, mate. You could have got £1 million and you wasted it.
But then people will think you're arrogant for hating on his deepest desire. And then you'll alienate even more people. And people already don't like you. So then you're in trouble.
I'm offended, God thing. We spent too long on this.
Yeah.
People have gone 40% Satan. That's quite surprising. I thought that would be quite easy, be worshipped. Would you rather only be able to kiss your spouse? That's quite a strange thing to just have as an option.
Yeah,
what's an outlandish option that is? Only be able to kiss your spouse or only be able to hug your spouse? Surely kiss.
I don't know.
Hug is nice. Hug.
No, it's just only be able to hug your spouse. The question is about only being able to...
Yeah, so then, only do one or the other. Oh, I thought you meant... I was reading it as you can either only kiss your spouse forever or only hug your spouse forever. So you'd never be able to kiss them in one scenario and you'd never be able to hug them.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely only kiss then, isn't it?
Yeah, kiss, obviously. That's probably your cleaner. Yeah. Oh, it's not. It's 57%. Apparently people have gone for the hug one.
I think they were reading it the way I was reading it.
I still can't understand how you're reading it, but I really don't want to...
Like, in one scenario, you can kiss them, but you can't hug them, and then in the other scenario, you can hug them, but you can't kiss them.
This one's stupid, by the way. Drown to death in the ocean or burn to the death in lava. That is stupid. Drown, yes, because drowning apparently sucks, but it's also kind of euphoric to some...
Lava would be instantaneous, no? It's so hot that you would just burn away.
I don't think it would be instant.
No, but it'd be like, for as long as it takes, and I don't think it would be instant.
Yeah, it wouldn't be.
It would be the worst pain possible.
Every single one of the nerves on your body burning.
It's unanimously agreed to be the most painful way to die is any sort of burning. So yeah, I'm going to ocean.
How do people know this? It's ocean anyway.
Because people have gone on fire, and because people have all drowned and then been resuscitated.
Have gone on fire.
Well, they have, haven't they?
My God, sir, you've gone on fire.
Where are you going? On fire?
Let's call it two more so we can really think about these ones. Mm. Would you rather have to kill 5 strangers or have to kill 1 person you know? That's very interesting because I think we've discussed this in previous Would You Rathers.
Is it anyone I know?
Yeah, can the person I know be...
don't like.
be horrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine it's just random.
Oh.
I imagine it's random, so it'll be one person you know, which could be really bad, or just five strangers, again, random. I think choosing ruins the question completely.
Yeah.
So five strangers or one person you know.
Ooh.
I think if I'm really honest, I think I probably... this is such a horrible situation, I think I'd probably end up doing five strangers.
I don't know if really I would.
About it, but I think I probably would.
I don't know
Killing five people would be so fucked up.
There's such a high chance.
To be fair, both...
The fallout...
Both are scarring you for life.
Yeah, but the fallout of the one person that you know is very likely to be right on your doorstep, and you'd have that guilt basically.
Well, I don't know, mate. I think killing five people would have some fallout to it as well.
Yeah, as well.
I mean, I'm not... By the way, I don't think... Surely the implication of this isn't that you have to do the experience yourself. It's just...
Oh, it's just like, bam, they're dead.
Yeah. If there's five people around the world, like, that just happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Saddest way possible, it happens all the time.
Yeah. In my head, I was like, you have to do it yourself.
Yeah, I
think if I had to do it, it'd be the person I know.
Yeah, because you'd want to...
But if I could limit the amount of time where you have
to do that.
Yeah.
If it's completely random, I'd do the five.
Yeah.
If you have to do it yourself, I'd do the one.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say if you choose. Yeah, no. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, I think five strangers for me. 50-50. Wow.
Ooh.
Wow. I'm not surprised of all of them, that's 50-50.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, because I feel like that's one where people will properly think about it. The other ones, I'll just be like, that one.
Finale.
Woo!
Would you rather never be able to eat your favourite food? Oh, this is a silly one. I'm skipping this one because this is silly. Because the answer is always, my second favourite food. Never be able to eat your favourite food, of course, is the winner. It's actually not by as much as it should
be. What was the other option, out of curiosity?
It's a fairly common one where it's like, or you can only eat... I actually can't remember. Don't worry.
Fair enough.
Have your parachute fail while skydiving. Okay, this is a survival one. Or have an engine failure while flying a helicopter.
I mean, parachute failing while skydiving is 1,000,000% death.
Yeah.
Whereas you could probably survive. Like, there's a situation or a scenario where you'd survive the engine failing on
a helicopter. Well, there might be a parachute in the helicopter.
Exactly.
But you can't. Can you even jump out a helicopter? Because the rotors.
Well, you could try.
If it's falling, then the rotors are chopping you.
But also, if the engine's failed, haven't the rotors stopped?
Yeah.
Do they have parachutes on helicopters?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I'd assume so. Sometimes.
And also, you wouldn't have it attached to the back of you. So, and helicopters don't go that high. So by the time you've got it already. I get you, because you've got the chance.
Well, there's more of a chance.
That's also, the thing. Like, if you don't have a pack.
They say when you're skydiving, if you aim for trees, then you're likely to survive.
Who says that?
That's bollocks.
It's literally, apparently,
when you're falling at that speed, there is no way.
So when a parachute fails, by the way, that doesn't mean that the parachute, there's nothing. It means that the parachute doesn't open up. So it's still, there's still like a dragging. And it's still like kind of slowing you down. You don't get to like maximum.
I feel like
speed.
That's a lot to like insinuate.
I still, I agree. Helicopter, probably, because there's probably backpack. I'm the sort of person, if there is a parachute on board, I'll know where it is and I'll be aware of it because I worry. So I think,
I just think if your parachute fails, there's no chance you live. Where if your engine fails, there's a slim chance you might live.
65%. I want to include this one because it's kind of deep and that's interesting. See who actually loves you or see who hates you.
God.
Ugh.
I feel like people probably aren't lying to me about who loves me. I'd hope so. So I feel like that's probably not that interesting to me.
I'd probably go...
See who hates me. Again, I feel like I know, actually. I feel like I know for both of those.
Yeah, but maybe you don't.
That's so basically, might be pretending.
Hate would be more horrible. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing.
What if it was like, what if you saw that back and your mum or dad didn't love you?
Well, yeah, but it's two sides of the same coin, because then yeah, maybe your mum and dad could hate secretly you. Hate you.
It's,
yeah.
It's less likely, at least if though,
you,
but not
but
likely.
At least if you find out that they don't love you, that doesn't mean that they hate you. But if you, the other way, you just find out that they do hate you.
It's the, it's like the block list on like Instagram.
But know, they like could
find out they could hate you.
They could hate you but love you.
Mm, love hate relationship.
Likely? What's more likely?
I think I'd go hate because they could still really? Love you. Yeah, I think I'd
like
go
to
hate.
Say the hate thing because I reckon there'd be people you hang out with off, hang around with like, at work or fairly often. But I still think that's unlikely. I think it's likely that the hate thing comes up zero because I think it's quite a lot to hate someone, and I don't think I've done enough for someone to hate me.
Mm.
But okay, let's go for the see who hates you. Oh wow, whoa, 73% went for love. Okay, that's interesting. Anyway, I think we'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Well, we have a guest next time, I think. Hopefully, but thank you for coming to the Bring It podcast.
Cheers,
enjoy having you on. Bye. Hope you took part at the same time. Not yet, Tom. Hope you took part at the same time as us. Hope you chimed in with your picks of the Would You Rather, because that's what we do here.
Yeah, I hope you were just sitting there on your own listening to this and then speaking out loud, being, I'd pick that one. That's what I hope you were doing.
That's a sign of sanity.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.